The first portion of Act 4 is known as the judgment scene. It belongs to Amneris. There are a number of tour de force episodes for Mezzo in Verdi, but nothing comes close to this. She's on stage throughout. It lasts about 20 minutes, and it runs the gamut of emotional heights and depths. We see Amneris in a hall of the royal palace. She's anticipating Radames' trial, but first she has a few moments alone to brood over what's happened. Although Aida's father was killed, Aida herself managed to escape. Even after Radames' betrayal, Amneris still loves him and is desperate to save his life. She calls to the guards to bring him in. He comes before her in chains. She starts out fairly gently, begging him to defend himself at the trial and indicating her willingness to go to the king to ask that his life be spared. Radames declares that he doesn't intend to defend himself, but that he's innocent. He has no desire to live any longer. "Tu devi vivere," she cries. "You have to live. I love you, and I'd give up everything for you." This really is magnificent stuff. Verdi so understood Amneris' desperation, and if the mezzo can command the large range, the ascents to the top, and the immediate plunges into the lower register, she can make a searing impact. The same, of course, is true of Radames in his response. But Radames won't live without Aida. He assumes that Amneris has had her killed. Amneris lets him know the truth. Aida is alive. Radames hopes that somehow she's with her people once more, in safety. "Swear to me that if I save you, you'll never see her again." 3 times Amneris asks Radames to renounce Aida, and 3 times he refuses. She bursts out in despair, mixed with her desire for vengeance, while he proclaims that he's dying for Aida, and no rage of any human being can touch him now. He's led away to the trial, leaving Amneris beside herself with misery. As the priests ready themselves for the trial, Amneris curses her jealousy and anticipates that if Radames dies, her life will be nothing but unhappiness. She knows Radames is now in the power of the priests, who frighten her. The priests call on the goddess Isis for guidance and to let her justice speak through their words. Amneris bursts forth in her own prayer to the gods to save Radames. The priests and Ramphis are offstage with Radames, with Amneris on stage listening to their every word. There now comes a sequence heard 3 times. Each time, Ramphis intones Radames' name, and each time he accuses him of a different crime. First, it's betraying his country's secrets to Amonasro. Then, it's deserting Egypt's army the day before the battle. Then, it's breaking his oath to his country and his king. For each charge, Ramphis orders, "Discolpati, defend yourself." And there's an eerie silence. The priests then declare, "Traditor, traitor." And Amneris cries, "Have pity, gods, you must save him." Amneris' response is one of the toughest moments of her entire role, in that she's got to produce staggering intensity and power right in the middle of her voice, which is never easy to do without unhealthy forcing of the sound.
Segreti allo straniero.
priests emerge from the trial only to confront Amneris. She accuses them of murder, calls them pitiless tigers, and finally curses them. May the vengeance of heaven descend on you. Verdi wanted the stage split in two for the final scene. The upper level is the temple once again, the lower level the tomb with Radames alone. He's lamenting the fact that he'll never see daylight or Aida again. He wonders where she is. Suddenly he sees a figure moving in the dark. It can't be. It's Aida. He's incredulous, but there she is. When she saw the cover of the tomb being raised, she managed to slip inside, having resolved to die with him. For someone so beautiful to die, for loving him, this is too much for Radames to bear. But Aida is totally serene. Look, the angel of death is there, with golden wings, she murmurs. The two of them sing, the beauty of heaven is now open wide, and now our souls fly up to the light of our eternal day. These simple, meaningful words were Verdi's own. He'd asked Ghislanzoni for what he called something sweet, ethereal, quite a short duet, a farewell to life. He didn't want anything flamboyant or grand. He wasn't happy with Ghislanzoni's version, so he did it himself. And no poet could have managed it better. There's nothing in Verdi more touching than the rising, floated phrases sung by Aida and Radames as their lives ebb away. Above them, the priests and priestesses intone a prayer to Ptah, and Amneris appears, praying for peace. It's not my worst opera, Verdi said of Aida. In the whole history of this art form, was there ever a greater understatement? Aida retains its beauty and allure more than 130 years after the Cairo audience first applauded Verdi's genius. Certain English language passages from the libretto of Aida were read in the translation of Edmund Tracy. Thank you for listening.